Forced confessions while under so-called house arrest have legal cover in China, and a new book takes readers into that terror-filled world through a series of first-person accounts. The book is called The People's Republic of the Disappeared, Stories from Inside China's System for Enforced Disappearances. Human rights advocate Michael Castor is the editor, and when we spoke, I asked him about the dedication of the collection to his friend and colleague, Won Twen Jung, who was swept up and disappeared during a crackdown in 2015.
Wong has effectively been disappeared and remains so for well over 2 years now. There's a lot of concern, certainly, about his condition, how he's been treated. If we look at the stories in the book, it's not difficult to imagine the level of brutality that he's been subjected to as the authorities have tried to coerce a confession from him. And the fact that he remains disappeared, remains detained without trial, without any contact to his family or lawyers, I think is really just a sign that he has withstood the coercion and refused to confess to crimes that he hasn't committed.
And so what sort of crimes are the Chinese authorities looking for him and others in similar circumstances to confess to?
Primarily, it's a matter of inciting subversion of state power or subversion of state power. And it's the same type of crimes that you would expect of people that organize a rebellion, some type of armed uprising or attempt to overthrow the state. And this, I think, is really the condemnation of how the government sees the role of lawyers, the role of human rights defenders. They see them as a direct threat to the state and not as they should be seen, as courageous defenders of the rights of citizens.
What sort of work are lawyers and human rights defenders doing in China? What's an example of something that might come up on a day-to-day basis?
Sure, anything from monitoring individual cases, sometimes people that they've defended in the past, or just following information on one of the various social media groups that a lot of lawyers are a part of. You have probably the frontline rights defenders in China are called barefoot lawyers. And primarily these are self-taught individuals who have been through the system in one way or another, probably originating in their own rights abuse. And they learned a little bit about the law. They learned a little bit about how the legal political system works, and then they start helping other people to defend their rights. So a lot of the more experienced, certainly the educated, licensed human rights lawyers, often then would be engaged in training and providing resources, either moral support or coaching for these fledgling rights defenders.
Let's talk a little bit about the law for disappearing people, the residential surveillance at a designated location law. What is it exactly?
It came about, really, the discussion was picking up in 2011, and this was at the same time as the so-called Jasmine Revolution was taking place. And in the crackdown, there was a wide practice of disappearing people and holding them in secret detention. And I think what happened is that the state, as it was already planning to amend the criminal procedure law, it really decided that it wanted to further its use of secret detention and enforced disappearances. And it crafted this article, Article 73, which basically gives the police the ability to take someone and hold them for up to 6 months in an undisclosed location, deny them access to a lawyer, deny them access to their family members, really cutting them off completely from the outside world.
So what's the point of a law that means somebody can be disappeared, but they can reappear once they confess? What's the signal the Chinese state is sending by using that approach?
Power, terror. I think it's used for a few different reasons. Partly is to actually break the human rights defender, both physically and emotionally. During the period of disappearance, the physical abuse that they're subjected to, prolonged sleep deprivation, various torture apparatus, emotionally they're threatened, their families are threatened, they're told that everyone has already confessed against them. And the result of this is that it also sends a shockwave through the rights community. When you're forced to deliver a confession, even when people watching or hearing or reading know that it's been forced, there's still a sense of questioning. A degree of your reputation is tarnished. And so it also then works to create divisions outside of the immediacy of that disappearance, ripples through the rights defense community. And it shows that the state can exert total control, this real domination over its citizens.
Michael Caster, thank you very much for spending some time with The World today.
Thank you.
Human rights activist Michael Caster and the book, The People's Republic of the Disappeared, Stories from Inside China's System for Enforced Disappearances.